Welcome! welcome! We are students from Russia. Our teacher is Mike. He's a witch. And we are going to talk about Russian traditions.
Yeah. No, we are not filming. It's just the audio. Don't worry. Just recording the audio. So, thank you very much. We had that very good welcoming from Stjopa. Very good student.
False.
Okay. Then we have the other students here. Please introduce yourself. Let's start with the little one.
Hello. My name is Ildar. I'm 15 years old.
He's the little one.
Yes.
He's single. Yes or no?
Oh.
I love him.
So, sort of a single, okay. Yeah, well, you just, well, Stjopa, then?
My name is Anna. I have already learning English for maybe 9 years. And today we all are going to speak with you and talk about some topics. We think that it will be interesting and useful for you.
Okay, hello, my name is...
Didbert.
Yes, Didbert. That's my nickname, maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe. Also Robin, and that's all. My real name is Naida. I'm 16 years old, and I forget English because I'm studying Deutsch right now.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Madusha. I'm 16 years old, and I'm really tired.
Perfect. Renata.
Hi, I'm Renata. I'm 16 years old, and I'm very interested in sharing information about countries.
Oh, sharing information.
Hi.
Perfect.
My name is Azalea, and I'm 16 years old. That's all.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, my name is Alsu. I'm 16 years old, and I'm the eldest one in this group.
The oldest?
Yes, except you.
You're an old man.
I think we're going to have to talk after this.
I don't think so.
All right, thank you very much. Very good. So now I have to give... Yes, I have to seize the word to you. You have to say what is going to be the topic.
We are going to talk about Russian traditions. In Russia, we have a lot of traditions, and we're going to discuss them.
All right. Which type of tradition? Maybe somebody who would like to start. What tradition?
We have a very interesting tradition to... celebrate the end of the winter. In this celebration, we burn the doll of the woman. We consider it as a winter. And then we eat very thin pancakes and just have some fun and some games on the air.
Perfect. Somebody else?
Also, we every year we celebrate Easter. We just draw on eggs and bake the special bread, and we call it like kulich.
Wait, special bread?
Yes.
You cook that, or you just get it from Bulat's bakery?
Yeah, I think we can get it from the bakery and. From Vlad's bakery, and we can just do it with our family or just buy it in the shop. And it is really worth to try this bread, I think, if you are in Russia.
Okay. Stjopa!
Yes.
Go ahead, Stjopa.
We have a small tradition.
Small?
Yes. Some of us.
How are we going to get in there?
Some of us dive into the very cold water in winter on this week, in the That's in almost every.
That is crazy. Did you do it? You're Russian. You should do it. You must do it. No?
Christians do it.
Christians do it?
Yeah. Like,
so, Stjopa, you're Christian?
No.
Okay. Okay. So only Christians do that?
Yes, yes. Because it's like a religious tradition.
Oh.
That's why some of us.
Okay. Some of you do it.
It also makes you feel, makes you healthier much, because it's like, makes your body stronger.
So, so.
And
stronger?
And there are a lot of people in Russia who likes doing that all the year.
Mm-hmm.
They dive into the cold water.
Do you feel good by doing so? Have you done it?
No.
Why haven't you done that?
Because I'm not healthy enough to do that.
You're not healthy enough to do that, okay. How healthy should you should be to do
really
it?
Really healthy.
Really healthy?
Yeah. It's really cold, actually.
Okay. What about the snow? You had to dive in snow.
No. It's like...
Yes. It's another tradition.
It's another?
Yeah.
How many traditions you have?
Lots of.
But about cold water?
It's not about the cold water. It's about cold snow after the hot...
Cold fire. Snow.
Hot banya.
Cold banya.
Well,
like you're.
I did it. I know what does that feel. I think I shared my story already, right?
What?
No.
No, I didn't. Really?
Yes.
I just experienced this situation of a banya.
And.
New Year.
And.
It was the weirdest experience in my life. Why? Naked in one room with five guys. Is that what we would experience?
Social banya, a lot of people,
yeah.
The strangers to each other, and they go there, and they are all naked, but they didn't know each other.
I know, that's why. Isn't it weird for you to do that? Like to be with strangers?
We don't.
Everybody naked is like, hey, what's up?
We don't do it.
You don't do it?
Yeah.
Only
why did I do it? It was supposed... It was supposed that I was
a... We have own banya.
Oh, your private banya.
Yeah.
I understand now.
It's like just family banya.
A what?
Family banya.
Family banya.
Yeah.
Damn. Why didn't I do that? To go to a family banya, that's it.
And also, if you want to go to the private banya, you need to, like, just pick up group of friends and go
pick
there.
Up a group of friends.
Yes.
Hey, come on. Let's see one another naked. Let's enjoy.
But you actually can't do it in the costumes, the special costume for swimming.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And also you can, like, the blankets on your body.
Okay. Wear a blanket in your body?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I have banya tomorrow.
So you have a banya tomorrow?
Yes.
Wow. Stjopa, you have banya tomorrow?
Yes.
No. Okay, perfect. Niet.
Yes.
Perfect, Idar. Perfect. Don't do it. But that's not the worst thing.
What is the worst thing for you?
First, that. But the worst of the worst is, like, after 10 minutes in that banya, we had to, like, run like crazy outside of this banya and run, like, outside and, like, around kind of a block, naked.
It's normal. It's fine.
It's quite normal for them.
Is it normal to run like around the block, like, naked?
No.
Like minus 20 degrees.
No.
For
yes.
Some men in our country.
That is completely awful. Completely awful.
You're feeling.
Yes.
Why?
So.
You know what? Like.
So, it's completely awful. And the worst thing is that there were like, how many? Like 10 ladies around.
Did you do that? Yes?
I had to.
Okay. Why?
Because they say that was a tradition, and I had to, and I had to be like in the top of the tradition, Russian tradition, so people can consider me kind of a, not like a good person, like no, but like kind of a kind person to Russians by doing this tradition. So I just gained respect. That's what they say. No?
No.
No.
Yes.
So I didn't get any respect from it.
Yes.
They just wanted to laugh at you.
Mm-hmm. Well, all of us were naked. I mean...
But for them, it's normal.
It's a tradition, really. But actually, everyone is doing it in the swimming suits.
No.
Yes. You know, people do that, but don't say anyone about it.
Oh, so now I made the third mistake now. Telling you, okay, not only you.
You can do that
see,
as many times
look
as
at
you
his
want.
Face. Look at his face. He is like...
Who?
He's like, what is happening here? Oh my god!
You haven't run naked? Oh yes, you have done it. He has run naked. Very
I was
good.
Too young and silly.
You were too young and silly.
It was in the last year, yes.
2 days ago. Too young and silly. 2 days ago. Stupa, stupa.
Yes, what?
So did you run?
Yes.
Wow, Stupa did it.
Yeah.
And what about you girls? Have you done that?
No.
Obviously, you're not going to say yes.
You
right?
Know,
because it's
we
true.
Have brain.
Actually.
Yes. Oh.
We can use it.
Oh. Why?
We have a feel of
how's
safety.
That?
And a sense of safety. And it's a want.
It's
get
dangerous
us
to do that.
Is what?
Dangerous. For
dangerous?
Women.
For women.
For women, yeah.
Because men are crazy?
No. See,
what?
It's like, it's for, it is bad for health.
Women health.
Women health, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
We can.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you. Thank you, Anna. Yes. Wow, amazing. She
in
just
the
broke
health,
them all.
In the goals, it's like woman health is working, like it's damaged, and then we can have children sometimes.
Sometimes.
So if you don't want to have children, like for a couple of years, you can take one of those. Okay, got it. That's a good one. That's a very good discovery. Scientific discovery.
Right. Maybe we should change the theme. Like, don't talk
about Banya? It's about Banya. Any other tradition?
We have a really good tradition to bring something with us when we are going to visit someone.
When you what?
We're going to visit someone.
Don't film us.
Like,
yeah.
Like maybe you are going to visit your friend and you need to, and you must bring something to eat. Maybe.
You must?
Yes.
Yes.
No?
No.
No. Must
eat will be
you
good.
You just must to come, to eat, and go out.
Okay, that sounds better.
You stupid little human.
What? I don't believe that. I mean, stupid means a serious guy. I mean, look at him. He's a really serious guy.
It will be polite if you please.
Yes.
If
you want
yes.
to show that you appreciate someone
yes.
and you like, you will bring some sweets with you or some bottle of alcohol. And
okay.
Like,
bring a bottle of alcohol. Perfect.
Yes. When my mother celebrated her birthday, everyone brought
alcohol?
Yes. And now we have like a bar.
Wow. So maybe we can celebrate
like,
Stupa's birthday
maybe,
in her house.
I have maybe 5 bottles of vodka.
5 bottles of vodka. I have a very good memory from vodka now. Here in Russia. So it's better not to say it. So, any other tradition?
To be hospitable for the guests. You have
to be in the hospital?
Hospitable.
Oh, okay. Hospitable.
Hospitable.
you know, some people in Russia are so hospitable that you, they will get you, feed you as much as they can. And they would be just so kind to you. And
I know.
Normally.
I've noticed that. People here, when they invite you somewhere, they treat you very nice, very kind. People treat you very nice. I gotta say that. Any other tradition?
Like,
no tradition.
Like, who set the mirror and, like, husband come, like, that's And also, we have tradition to
put the mirror and say, husband's coming?
like when you're how it's saying like for the Christmas
yeah.
Christmas night in Russia it's on
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Christmas Eve on the 7th of January.
Oh.
Yeah, and we're doing like something
divination.
Yeah. And also we can call Bloody Mary and like that, but everyone has this.
Bloody marriage.
Mary.
Mary. Why Bloody Mary?
It's just a joke about, like, if you will call her, she will come and kill you or someone
else.
Perfect. All right.
Very
good.
We also have a celebration of 1st of the April when we joke, when we mock
everybody.
Mock somebody or prank.
All right, got it. Oh, when is it? April?
1st of the
first?
April.
Почему вы сказали, теперь знать будет?
Что будет? Да, он забыл.
Interesting, huh?
Sorry.
How cool is that? You prank people.
Yes, it's like jokes day.
The jokes day?
Yes.
The prank day.
And, but actually, you have similar holidays like us.
Okay. Interesting. Ildar, stop talking. what tradition do you have?
We have a very cool tradition. Every 4 years, we come to the school or the house administration and vote for Putin.
Saint Putin.
Saint Putin.
We hate him, actually.
Yes.
No.
Don't say for everyone.
Oh, yes. FSB. Sorry.
KGB agents will come to you.
Yes.
All right, guys. So who's going to say thank you?
Thank you very much for your attention. We appreciate. We hope that you will enjoy our traditions, and we think that you will come to Russia.
Excellent! Please give an applause to him.
What?
Thank you. Yeah, very good. Thank you very much.